Hello out there, this is Samwise Didier, and you're listening to Hot's Cast for the Storm!
You are listening to Hot's Cast. All the Heroes of the Storm coverage you can handle.
Ladies and gentlemen, heroes of all ages, welcome back to the Heart of the Storm. This is episode number 61 of Hot's Cast, recorded 10 p.m. on the Right Coast, 14th January 2015. Hotscast is the podcast for the people, the players, the heroes, covering all the awesome that is the Blizzard Entertainment Brawler Heroes of the Storm. I am your host, Vincent Minucci, a.k.a. Rillandoon, and with me as always are my intrepid co-hosts. First up, we have the man who launches napalm. Oh, shoot, I forget what she says. Napalm and something. Oh, anyway, his name is Mike, but we call him Fimless.
Napalm and something.
What does she say? Gosh darn it, really now I can't think of what she says. She says something like napalm and elbows, but it's not napalm and elbows.
I feel like it's not elbows.
It's not elbows.
I also feel like it's not January real.
Did I say January?
You did.
No, I didn't.
I swear.
Come on.
14th of January, 2015.
What? Did I really say that? See,
it's
maybe I'm just...
January.
You know what it is?
January.
It's January. You know what it is? I'm so sick and freaking tired of having Florida's weather here that I want January to come. You guys and your weather suck. You can take
too.
It back anytime you like. It's really nasty humid here. I hate it. I was drenched in sweat today. What?
You don't
it's
know
more humid.
Humid here. Well, you do have more humid. That is true. That is true. Hey, look, Talthar. Humid. Talthar is coming to my rescue. He said, "Look, both months start with a J," and that is true.
You're 3 out of 12.
three out of 12. That's true. You have a. That's true. You have a 1 in 4 chance if it begins with a
yeah,
J.
Yeah, it also ends in Y.
This is true. This is true. So it's July
all
anyway.
Of them do.
All right. All right. So what's your quote?
So,
what's your
anyway,
quote?
I've got my quote. This is from Thomas Carlyle. I hope I haven't used it already. Heroism is the divine relation which, in all times, unites a great man to other men.
Very nice. So heroism is what the Alliance gets instead of bloodlust. That's my quote.
That is Rillandoon's own quote.
Yes. Yes. What have you...
Very witty.
Very witty. Very witty indeed, or lack thereof. What has been you've been playing for has been this past week?
I've been playing tired. No, Diablo 3, of course, somewhat.
Yeah.
A little bit, not much. Witcher 3, a little. That's pretty much it. This weekend, I went down to South Florida for Friday through Monday night. So
I mean, isn't all Florida South Florida?
No.
I mean,
we live in
you're really far south.
South United States, but not South.
South
Florida
is its own country. Like,
is it
pretty they much? Are,
you know what's
County
amazing?
South is its own country.
Yeah, it rains every day here. Every day, a lot. It's been raining
right.
Every single day. South Florida is having a drought.
What?
Two
it's
hours
a swamp.
Away.
How
Two
can it have
away.
A drought?
2 hours away, drought. Not hasn't rained in months in South Florida.
Interesting.
It's 2 hours away. You've got a high pressure system. I'll become a weatherman here. High pressure system sitting right on top of them.
You
top
are a weatherman.
Of which is basically about 30 miles south of us, like in Orlando, about 30 miles south of Orlando. And so we get all the storms coming through us because it's pulling them across us.
Oh.
So it just keeps storming.
Oh,
across
so
us
it's
every
pushing
day
it right.
Because, yeah. Because they have the high pressure system sitting on top of them.
Right.
So it was really, really freaking crazy hot in South Florida. So just kind of lays around at nothing.
Okay.
But it was fun.
Nothing wrong
I
with
like
that.
That.
Good for you.
Yeah,
it's always good to do that. Always, always good. Next up. Next up. She's
Some
smiling.
Person.
I'm changing it up though. You ready? You ready? Multi-strike. Hungering arrow. Vault to refresh. Hungering arrow. Hungering arrow up your beehole. Her name is Kaylee, but we call her Nerdy Char.
Well, at least it's still Vala related.
Yes.
okay, so I was really inspired by this quote And even though you guys think that I have a GG attitude about gaming.
You don't have a GG attitude. You have a GG habit. GG, well, guys. GG.
This quote actually sums up what I think about gaming.
Okay.
So, Gary Gygax?
Gygax.
He said, games give you a chance to excel, and if you're playing in good company, you don't even mind if you lose because you had the enjoyment of the company during the course of the game.
Ah, very nice. Very profound. Yes. I like that.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot as well. I do. And what have you been playing?
Heroes. And nice. A little bit of WoW. That's about it.
Yeah. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. I have been playing Heroes. Some other heroes. The only other thing I have been playing, I played some Mass Effect 2. I rewatched the trailer teaser thing for Andromeda, Mass Effect Andromeda. I was like, I'm hankering for some from ME2. Not much. I played like an hour and 26 minutes or something like that. But yeah, that was it. And Heroes, and played with pretty much half the chat room this past week, which is cool. Been playing a lot with some people from the community. And wanted to throw a quick shout out to everybody in the community. Every time I have logged on, there has been an incredible amount of people in the Hotscast chat room. You guys are awesome. We love you guys in there. I just really hope that we get true actual clan / guild support soon. Because as awesome as it is to have the chat room, every time I log in, I do a /who, see a bunch of people in there and say, hey, what's up, everybody? And nobody sees it because they're on a match. You only see that text if you're in the lobby at that time. And it scrolls by very quickly because everything, you know, all your BNet notifications, the toast notifications go into the same scroll of text. So if people log in, log out, come into Heroes, it shoots it right up. So it's a shame. It would be really awesome to see a true actual clan, guild, and community section, community thing take hold. Like they have in Diablo 3. Diablo 3 is fantastic, where you have your clan and you have community pages. That would be phenomenal to see that take place in Heroes. Because really, it sucks. I would love to be able to play with more people from the community outside of just those that I can get onto my friends list, even though it's full. Because it'd be great. You know, because there's always people in the chat. It's great to see that. But I'd like to be able to chat with them. And I can't, because unless they're in lobby at the same time, you know, you don't. And when you log into Heroes, what's the first thing you do? You click play, you click ready, and you queue and you go. So, yes. That is true, Mooja, and I put you in charge of that. It's all you, buddy. All right, let's roll into the sales and free hero rotation. Oh, what? Oh, crap. The bumper's missing. So, week of July 24th. Excuse me. What? July 14th through the 21st. I'm going to blame this on whatever the freaky bite I got earlier is.
It's September 14th.
September, yes. I'm sitting here with a bag of ice on my ankle. So hopefully I'll keep the poison down there. Maybe I'll just lose my foot. It'll be all right. Week of July 14th through the 21st, 2015. Sale items. As of right now, Nazebo is $4.99 US dollars. Harlequin Nazebo, $4.99. That is an awesome skin. It is so cool. Love that skin. And the Elder Chen skin, $4.99. Again, US dollars. Mike, you want to give them the free hero rotation?
Surely. So these are the heroes you'll be playing a lot if you play Quick Match. Mm-hmm. Playing again with and against. You will see lots of Diablo.
Yes.
ETC. Lili. Rhaegar. The Tychus. Ms. Sergeant Hammer. To you if you have reached player level 12.
Napalm and elbows.
I love the spell napalm. Well, just about any time.
Yes.
In the spell napalm in the well, just about any
just
time.
Just about any time.
Kael'thas is the one you will be able to play if you reach player level 15.
Yes.
So enjoy your free hero rotation this week. We got two warriors.
Two healers.
And
two assassins and a specialist.
Assassins and a specialist. So not too bad.
I bet I know why Diablo's on the free hero rotation.
Oh, I wonder. We'll get to that in just a second. First up, the fresh meat bundle has been removed from the shop. If you did not take advantage, sorry, folks, it is gone. But they do bring those bundles back routinely, so you'll just have to wait. What? You bought it? Of course you did. It was awesome. Awesome mount. However, Kaylee's prediction of why Diablo is in the free rotation is for this reason, possibly. Archangel Diablo is finally available for $9.99.
I'm probably buying that.
You're probably buying that. It is a ridiculously awesome skin. And, I mean, how can you not rock that skin, especially on Battlefield of Eternity? You have to. You absolutely must. It's an obligation. It's not, you know, you have to. Yish.
Yes. The Archangel Diablo bundle is available for $13.86 because that is a very normal number, which includes Diablo and the Archangel Diablo skin available as was the Fresh Meat bundle for a limited time. Quantities limited. Your mileage may vary.
Yes, that is exactly right. Yes. No refunds, no
purchases
exchanges.
Necessary.
Right. See the website for more details.
And if you want to ride around in style, you can get Tyrael's Charger for $9.99.
Style.
Yes.
I think Archangel Diablo on a Tyrael's Charger would be pretty awesome.
That is just so much meta, it hurts. It actually, like, kicks you in the face. That's so much meta. Meta kick in the face.
Diablo looks really cool, but I think it's one skin I will not buy until it's on sale, probably.
No?
If I didn't already own Diablo, I might get the bundle, but I don't think I want to spend $10 for the skin, even though it's awesome. I don't tend to just buy skins.
Yeah, I don't own a lot of skins. I really don't.
It would imply that I know how to play Diablo, because I'd have a skin.
Yes, this is true. This is true. Nevik knows how to play Diablo. I wonder if he's going to get it. I'll have to ask him.
Yeah, I will have to ask him.
Ow! All right, I'm trying to reposition my ankle ice situation.
Talk amongst yourselves.
The other item that is a little different on the store this week, they lowered the butcher's price down to 10,000 gold.
So it is.
Slightly more affordable.
Cool. Yeah, yes. They probably, when they pull the fresh meat bundle, it makes sense to kind of lower it down, I think. I mean, one of the reasons why they make the 15,000 is to kind of push you to buy
the
bundles and buy the hero as opposed to using gold right away to get the new ones.
Right.
Or you could be like some of these guys, these streamers who have like 70,000 gold and so. You're watching them and you're like, 70,000 gold, holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the articles I was reading last week as a potential thing for the show, there was a guy talking about how he spends all his time, his free time in Heroes of the Storm farming gold. He said, you know, like, I never thought I could farm gold in a non-MMO, but I find myself doing it for Heroes.
Sure.
Maybe that's my problem. I'm always so gold starved is that I don't farm enough.
Well, you also, I mean, a lot of the streamers, because they do make money from streaming, will buy stim packs, especially the more serious ones.
Sure.
Because that also gives them the XP boosts and they get more gold from everything also. So
yes,
it actually probably evens itself out pretty well. So you might be able to get enough bonus gold from the stim pack to pay, especially if you play all the time, to pay for other heroes to make up for the cash that you spent. Of course, those people probably have already bought every hero, so probably not a lot of use for gold.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Piggy bank. I can't wait till I can buy that piggy bank.
That would be cool.
They probably already have one of those.
That would be cool. Let's see. I'm trying to find this. Yeah, well. Yes. Heading on to esports and tournaments. The Road to BlizzCon North America July Open will be live
July 18th and 19th at 10 a.m. Pacific. That's 10 a.m. Blizzard Coast on both of those days. Head to twitch.tv/BlizzHeroes. That's the official Blizzard Heroes of the Storm channel to be able to watch those matches live. One thing on this, actually, a team that I'm technically a part of, although I've never played with them yet in Team League, but I was invited to the team. I met the team captain at BlizzCon last year. It's called Team Wombo. They actually were in the July Open, and in the first round, they went up against Tempo Storm.
That's so unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's bad luck.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, why are they still able to be in it? And I was like, you know, it's an interesting question. I don't know why Tempo Storm is still able to be. I don't know. I mean, I love watching those guys play, but, you know, just because second place does move on doesn't mean Tempo Storm's not going to knock people out that may have had a fighting chance if Tempo Storm wasn't in it. You know what I mean? So, it's kind of a shame. I do got to play with those guys. I was really grateful for the invite to the team. I just haven't been able to play with them yet. So I was not in that match,
unfortunately. Another team that hasn't played at all.
What's that? And then we have a team that hasn't played at all. I know. Yeah, we need to get on that.
Well, the excuse is no longer that I'm not 40, because I've been 40 for a while.
This is true. This is very, very true. Here's the thing. Is this it? Yep, Team Wombo went up against Tempo Storm in the round of 64 in the July opener. Yep. That's the team I'm on, and we lost. But again, I haven't played with them yet, so I can't take any credit for them getting there. But I'm sure they can blame me for the loss. That's fine. I understand. you can check out the notes for links to all of that, of course, at hotscast.com. Next up in the new heroes section, Leoric, coming soon. There is a hero spotlight video via the link in the show notes. Takes you to the handy dandy cool. YouTube. Looks awesome. And I think it was Lord Shaper. When I jumped into a match with he and Mujit during the week, he whispered me, he said, hey, check out the portrait page because you will see Leoric's portrait is there. I was like, yeah, you're right. It is. So that was kind of the first indication in game that he was coming. And if you remember, that happened with Joanna as well, that her portrait was seen in the portrait screen before anything else, before she hit the store or any other factors of her entering the game. So,
well, I was really bummed because for the show notes, I usually like Google to see what's hot for hots. There was an article that said Leoric went live in the game today, and I was like, oh my god. And so I logged in to look at him, and I was like, he's not there. This article's stupid. Like, it was totally wrong.
Maybe they were on a embargo and they just jumped the gun. I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, it was dated today, and it was dated like 3:30 in the afternoon. So I was like, oh, okay, it should be live. And no.
Yeah, what I like about the Leoric spotlight video, it is 5 minutes and five seconds. Most of the spotlight videos have been much shorter than that.
Well, they actually gave his backstory instead saying, oh, this he looks. Yeah, they actually like gave his whole story. And
yeah, this is more of a, like, I mean, Butcher's was long. Like, not just the intro video. There's a difference between the, like,
and the spotlight
intro video and the spotlight. And the spotlight was for Butcher,
5 minutes, though. I don't think it was five minutes.
Well, because they had that whole thing at the beginning about him, so.
Yeah. That's cool. I like it. I like the lore of it.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going more like they do the, when they do the Battlefield highlight things, the reels that they show before when they did the matches for Heroes of the Dorm. You know, they had, here's the information about Cursed Hollow. Right. And they had a whole thing, the ones that they've shown many times.
Mm-hmm.
I like those. You give people who don't know anything about that particular one information.
So we're going to hold off on doing a spotlight on Leoric until we know a little bit more. We do know his primary abilities are Skeletal Swing, Wraith Walk, and Drain Hope. His heroic abilities are Entomb and March of the Black King. And his trait is
silly.
Yeah. And his trait is Undying. So in the next week or two, we're probably going to hear more. And at that point, we will craft a handy dandy full-on walkthrough for the new hero, as we always do. So look for that.
You know what Entomb looks like to me?
What's that?
Is the Waller effects with just nice graphics. Because it's the U. Like a lot of times, you know, for if you have they find a Diablo boss that has the Waller, that you know the elites that have the, that you get stuck in the little U shaped walls,
right? Oh, and then
there's
yeah.
one opening on it. It looks just like that.
It looks like those, but like, with better with graphics.
But the tomb, you know, like the whole. So I was like, oh, there you go. Look at that.
That's not a bad
people
point.
Who play Tassadar probably and with the wall will probably like that particular one because it'll let them do the same type of thing. Kind of.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you'll be able to fully encapsulate them.
Yep.
Just that'd be a good wombo right there, actually, if you can drop something else on them.
Everybody on the forums is already screaming that he needs a nerf, and nobody's even been able to play him.
Nobody's been able to play him.
He hasn't played yet. Yeah, well, you know, it was funny because in the video really they keep showing him, like, hitting people and them dying. But
yeah,
what you don't see is
yeah,
their health is, like, this high. And so
right.
it's like, okay, they have one hit point. Look, I killed them.
Right.
But, I mean, the fact that he can sit there on the map as a ghost and slow everybody, I mean, that's, like, pretty, I don't know. His toolkit's pretty potent.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. The Wraith Walk looks really, really, like, scary. Like, freaky.
Yeah.
It
can get him killed, though.
Yeah. Yeah, the Entomb is pretty good. Yeah, this is going to be interesting. And the Undying trait, he basically doesn't die. This will be interesting to see how that balances out.
Well, unlike Murky and Lost Vikings, he counts as a full kill when he dies.
Right.
So he can't just go ham and be like, oh, I'm going to be ghost. Like, he will level up the other team if he plays too.
And the timer, I think, is the same as normal death. You just don't go back to the main.
Well, they're saying if you use that drain life ability that he has, it lowers the death timer.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, you doesn't actually... I don't think it does any damage to the opponent. I think you use it while you're dead, but it doesn't actually do damage, but it lowers your timer or something.
Exactly. Yes.
Right.
Correct.
Interesting. Yeah, he'll be fun. So as soon as we know more, we will, like I said, craft a very nice hero profile for Leoric. All right. This is always a fun section. Epic wins and fails. You know, it's definitely a fail. Cheating is a fail. In a previous episode, we talked about a map hack which allowed players to see through the fog of war, showcased by a Nova player getting kill shots without vision, and also, I believe it was Screech. Screech sent me a video on Twitter, linked us a video to a Kael'thas who was using the map hack as well. So, yeah, cheating sucks.
That's the epic fail, but the epic win is that Blizzard just threw the ban hammer at anyone who used the map hack, although many are contesting their bans on the forums as undeserved because they say they weren't using the hack.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're all and like, some, I didn't hack, I swear.
Yeah, I mean, some it's hard to say. We will see. That will play out and suss out and pan out, but...
Yeah. Well, Blizzard's investigating those people, but their official statement is... cheating and using hacks while playing Heroes of the Storm or any Blizzard game will not be tolerated. These actions undermine the spirit of fair competition and can lead to stability and performance issues for our servers. Cheaters ruin the competitive atmosphere for their opponents and their allies. And they said, consider yourself warned.
I like it. Consider yourself warned. Yeesh. Of course, links to some more stuff in the show notes. We've got a nice article from iDigital Times that will give you some more on that. In that section, on an epic fail note, I want to talk about two matches in a row that I had with two awesome community members, Hotscast community folks, Mujit and Lord Shaper, both of them from the other colony. You know, we are a colony. We were a colony. We are a colony. They're from the other one, from the colony down under. And I played with them.
Florida, that's the colony down
under. Yes, Florida is the colony. Florida is the Spanish colony down under, technically speaking. I played two matches in a row with them. I believe, I think it was yesterday morning. No, it was Sunday. I think. I don't know. Anyway, so it was myself, Lord Shaper, Mujit, another Aussie named Cooper, and we then had just a fifth rando come in for both matches. We got our ever-living butts handed to us twice in a row. The first, we had pretty much the worst comp imaginable. It was four very squishy heroes, and then the fifth rando came in and another squish. No tank, no healer. So we were having fun with that one because we knew that was coming. The second one, we had our tank, healer, specialist, and two assassins, but yeah, I don't know. We just, it's just one of those nights for them, days for me. It just didn't come together, and we got raffle stomped. I'm fairly certain it was a 10 or 11 minute loss. So at least it went quickly. I know at the end, even with friend bonus, because two of those guys are BNet friends, I got 40k XP. So that's how bad we did that match with the friend bonus on two friend bonus things. Wow. 40k XP. It's like 43 to be exact.
Ouch.
Yeah, we got rolled. We didn't take down a single turret or wall. I forget, it was like 35 takedowns to 4 or something like that. Yeah, it was just one of those days. And they're like, it's just one of those nights. I'm like, yeah, but here's the thing. You guys, you play another match or two and then go to sleep. I'm just waking up. So I've got to go through a whole day of work today just stewing on the fact that we just got our arses handed to us twice in a row. And I got to think about that all day. You guys get to go to bed. It never happened. But I got to think about this for hours and hours. That was interesting. We did have a lot of fun. Mooch is saying they've been having heaps of these lately. It was very fun though. Epic losses, epic, true, epic, ridiculous losses. And I kind of went on a epic fail streak for a few matches too. It was weird. I got just some strange games. I had a Dragonshire earlier today, I guess this morning before I left for work, that, it's like nobody was there. It's like everybody was just missing. I always felt like I was alone. I was playing Hammer, Sergeant Hammer, and there was a Diablo. And like every time I looked at the mini map, I couldn't even see my other teammates, and they never seemed to be around. It just always seemed to be like I was always dangling out there alone and just getting murdered because of it. It was very strange, really very weird. Which sucked because the first half of the map we actually were doing well. We looked like we were going to be winning it. And then, I don't know, it just went to pot after that. It was very strange, very, very strange. But, you get these things. You get these ups and downs. Everybody has these streaks. And then I'll have 10-game winning streaks.
It'll be half a week.
Yeah, that is the danger of playing very early in the morning, is you get some weird matches. You really do. You either get matched up with Aussies and people from around the world, which is not a bad thing. The only thing I will say is, whenever I'm on an Aussie server, and you can check, you can bring up your little thing, my ping is ridiculous. It's 250 millisecond ping baseline, and then it goes up from there anytime I'm on an Aussie server. So that does tend to hurt, especially if I'm playing like a really twitchy character. If I'm playing like a Nova or anything along those lines, it's next to impossible. Just because of that lag time. So, yes, that's it for that. Let's move into the community spotlight section, unless you guys have another fail win epicness. No? All right, community spotlight. Heroes of the Storm Ultimate Fan Art Contest semifinalists revealed. These are amazing.
Oh my gosh, they're breathtaking. The art is so fantastic.
I'm in awe of people with this level of talent. I mean, it's incredible. We've got incredible matching of characters. Illidan and Zeratul in this one. And is Illidan, Zeratul? Hold on. Illidan, Zeratul, Diablo, Uther, Murky, Is that Nazebo as well? Oh, no, that's a Garden Terror. Oh, and that's and Sylvanas. And Thrall. Holy crap, this is incredible. The other one is Thrall, Zeratul, Tyrael, and a boss, a Grave Golem. I mean, just... It's insane. I mean, just such a nerdgasm looking at the matching of these different heroes from the universes. But the level of art is insane. It's absolutely incredible. I mean, these guys, I'm hoping, are professional artists. If they're not, what is wrong with the world? So check out the link in the notes, obviously, to see. You'll see all the finalists. I don't know. What are your standouts, guys? What are some of your favorites?
The Vala one towards the top, of course.
Hold on, I scroll. Where is it? That one? Yes, Encounter.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Vala, that looks like her. Is that her master? I guess it's her master because she's got the horns on her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be the master.
And then Nazebo in the background.
Yep, and she's going up against Uther in his master. Yeah, that's pretty epic. Mike, what do you think? What are you leaning towards?
I really like the one with Nova. And Tychus.
Here's the Storm Rhapsody.
Avathur and I think that one looks pretty awesome.
Very StarCraft heavy.
Yeah, they did a great job with that. Yeah. I like that kind of style.
Yeah, I like that.
The fire, the meteors falling. Absolutely. Or in the background, everything. Yeah, it's very StarCrafty.
Very StarCraft. Very Blade Runner for some reason. I feel like getting a Blade Runner vibe from it.
I mean, they're all pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. I'm really digging the one, Heroes of the Storm, Heat of Battle, the Arthas versus Tyrael with Kerrigan in the background and Falstead. I love that. I think that's really amazing. Here's the one with Jaina. And is that Leoric already? Or is that Arthas? No, I guess it's Jaina and Arthas. Yeah, and Rainer, Zeratul, and Murky. Yeah. I really like the art style on that one. The one just below that. I thought you'd like the last one. Sylvanas and Nova. I like that because that's kind of almost like an anime-esque, but like a westernized anime, which I love that style. I love kind of that western take on anime manga, Japanese style. I've always loved that mashup. And when you said the last one, hold on. Gosh, there's so many. It's incredible. Oh, yeah. That Arthas verse. That's Imperius.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Is that...
I don't know. I'd like to see him as a hero. I don't think it's a, I don't think they're saying, it's coming. I think it's just, it's a good...
That would be amazing. Yeah, that would be fantastic. I would love to see Imperius.
Having more of the angels would be kind of cool.
More of the angels would be excellent, especially Malthiel. I mean,
Well, of course. That
just makes sense.
Because it's kind of a combination there.
Yeah.
They had over 2,300 submissions, and they whittled it down to these 25.
Like, oh, my gosh.
That's so painstaking. Can you imagine sitting there like, okay, not this one, this one, not this one? Like,
well, there were probably a bunch they probably could have just thrown out pretty easily, I would say. Yeah, not that I've seen them. But I bet they got a lot of submissions that were like, okay, these are fine, but not at the same level as these.
Are you saying that they easily threw out my stick figure and Vala? Will and Dune,
the stick figures and created and sent in? Did you send in a stick figure, Vala?
I might have. No, I'm just kidding. I know better than
doing a little circle with a hood.
Yeah.
Circle with a little hood. Mm-hmm. And then, stick arms. And then, the hands come out. And then there's little, bow, crossbowy things.
Yeah, I'd have those little arrows like you used to draw when you were a kid through hearts,
Exactly. little triangle feathers. With an arrow through it.
Yeah, yeah. That would be my art right there.
That'd be awesome.
All right, this one.
I'd vote for it.
This one was Sonya. Sonya in the foreground, Chen in the background, attacking Abathur, but it's like a giant Abathur. Holy freaking crap, dude. Are you kidding me? That is amazing. It's very Starship Troopers with the giant bug. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. Just in awe of people that are able to do this.
It's oh, wow, yeah. Awe. That one is sick.
Yeah. Truly, 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 and all. And I like Sargeras versus Monk. Oh my goodness. That's awesome. By the way, can I just say how freaking hyped I am for the Monk? Like,
yes.
Oh, yes. I can't even put to words. Just Monk hype, dude. Monk hype. Bring it. I want it. I want some more of it. I can't wait. I like that style. I like having those choices, you know, where you can play completely differently based on choices. I love that. AKA artifacts much? Yes, artifacts.
So, are we really bringing up that discussion?
We are. I'm not going to rant quite as much as I was going to say last time, but last several dozen hundred times. But yes, my ice bag shifted on my ankle again. Gosh darn it. But check out the notes, obviously, for links to all of those amazing submissions to the art contest. I would not want to be Samwise and having to pick which one of the... Because, you know, he picks, obviously. You know, I mean, he's Art Lord. So yeah. I would not want to have to be in his shoes and pick the ultimate of those submissions. Yeah, tough choice. Next up, Hero Tactics. Kaylee, take her away.
Yeah, so if you guys aren't familiar with Heroes Nexus, it's Curse's or Curse Gaming's Heroes website. It's actually really good. They track the blue posts, kind of like MMO Champion. They have all sorts of user submissions. They have forums, all that stuff. And you can actually go in and create builds and explain like why you chose that and stuff. So I put my standard Vala build up there. And I put the link in the show notes if anyone's interested, since I play her so much. And I tend to do pretty well with her. So if you want to check it out, feel free. I won't be offended if you don't. Just thought I'd throw it out there.
Here's something very interesting. This is something I wanted to do, actually. And let's see. Let me take a quick glimpse of the notes. Yeah, you know what? We only have one more thing. Yeah, let's do this real quick, because we've been going for about 37 minutes or so. I actually have been thinking about doing this with you, Kaylee, in comparing our Vala builds. So...
Oh, and everyone upvote my Vala build.
yes, upvote her Vala build for sure. Obviously, links in the show notes, hotscast.com. So, you take Rancor. So, Vala is a fantastic kiter and can be mana starved, so auto attacks need to be buffed. All right, that's interesting. I will say I take, hold on, how can I see this easily?
You can build your own, like yeah. If you click create a build, but you have to have a account, so you might have to make one.
Of course I have a curse account, are you kidding me? Why? Who doesn't have a curse account? Come on. Come on. Except I don't have it saved. Gosh darn it, I don't want to type to log it in.
Make a new one really quick.
I don't want to take the time to type it out. I know my curse account. I just don't want to reach over my keyboard and all. I'm just being lazy. All right, leave me alone. Okay, so you take Rancor. Rancor is each hatred stack increases auto attack speed by 1.5%, correct? I take Composite Arrows, increase the range of multi-shot by 20%.
Yeah, because, a lot of people take that one.
Yeah, I really focus heavily on my multi-shot. Next up, you take Veruca Assault.
I do take Veruca Assault.
Yes.
Well, quick comment on what you said about the 20% range. So mm-hmm. The way that I play her is I go in hard and then I vault out.
Okay.
So for me, I don't need that range because... I'm more worried about like chasing them all the way to the turrets and then running out.
That's funny because I tend to kind of start at the edge of my range. So having that extra range on multi-shot is nice. So I'll multi-shot, move in a little bit further if it's needed, kind of auto attack, hit a hungering arrow. And then at that point, usually they're starting to back away or run away. And then I vault to intercept basically and then finish them off on the run. That tends to be the way I play her. So that's, you're going to see that difference in our talent builds.
Yep.
So you go Veruca Assault or Vampiric Assault, if you want to say it wrong. It is Veruca Assault. That is the correct way to put it. That is basic attacks heal for 15%. Everybody knows Vampiric Assault. If I do not have a healer I feel comfortable with, I will take that. If I feel like I'm not going to be getting heals or I'm leaning against somebody that I'm going to need to be healing on, I'll take that. But I will very often take Arsenal, which is multi-shot, also fires three grenades, which deal 185 damage, and then obviously scales per level. So again, beefing up my multi-shot. I tend to get a lot of kills with multi-shot. I finish off a lot with multi-shot. I snipe, quote-unquote, with multi-shot. So I like to beef that up.
Yeah, this build is very focused on auto attacks.
Right, which mine is not really focused on auto attacks. You're level 7. You take Hot Pursuit. When at 10 stacks of hatred, the movement speed bonus increases to 20%, which is good. You get a lot of extra...
It's supposed to be Repeating Arrow. Is it not showing up right on yours?
Repeating Arrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Repeating Arrow. Sorry. I was hovering over the wrong one. Repeating Arrow. Yes, the cooldown for Hungering Arrow is reset when Vault is used. I also take the same thing. Except, I will give a caveat. I will take Caltrops if they have a Stealther. If they've got a Zeratul or a Nova, I will take Caltrops because I often will catch them as they're trying to close in. I'll kind of strategically vault like across gates or things along those lines so I can catch them without them being able to snipe. You take Strafe for your ulti. Good choice. I do as well. Every so often I'll take Vengeance, but I really prefer Strafe.
Yeah, Joel disagrees with me. He takes Vengeance and... He's like, you need the stun. I'm like, eh.
The stun is nice, but I have found so many times where I can finish. I can stay on the edge of range where they can't hit me, but I can finish heroes off that just stay in a little bit too long just because I can pepper them with Strife, basically.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, in and out with a Strife. And you just get enough hits that they end up dying. You can vault away safely and... I find it to be too good in that regard. If there's no CC on the team at all, if we have no Uther, no Murden, no Johanna, like nobody who can CC and lock down, I will take Vengeance just because we'll need it. But yeah, generally speaking, I'll go with Strafe almost always.
Yep.
Next up, you take Giant Killer. Giant Killer is deals bonus damage equal to 1.5% of the hero's maximum health. This is phenomenal against big health heroes. Your Diablos, your Tyrael's, your Asmodans, anybody whose health bar gets so many little dashes in it that you can't even count them anymore. Those are the ones that you really get a substantial bonus on. And it's good. It is good. It's also good if you're behind on levels. You know, when you reach level 13, if the other team is 16, that helps. Giant Killer does help. This should not be a shock. I take Frost Shot. Multi Shot also slows by 40% for 2 seconds. So still beefing up that multi shot. I love that slow because, again, I will end up being the chaser versus going in hard and then dashing out. I will set up my attack that I'm kind of constantly attacking them, and they're to try to push them to run away, vault after them, and finish them. So that is a perfect example of the differing styles. You use Tumble. Vault gains an additional charge, allowing it to be cast twice. I shouldn't say that. It's about a 50-50 draw for me. It depends on how the match is going, but I'll often go Blood for Blood. Blood for Blood is an activate talent to deal 10% of the target enemy's hero's max health and heal for twice that amount. So that's what I like. If I don't take Vampiric Assault, often I'll take Blood for Blood because it's a bit of a leech, bit of a vampiric leech, basically. And it's a good damage boost. But if I don't take that, I will always take Tumble in that grouping. For your 20, you beef up your... Strafe with Vengeance. You get bolts. I will often take Nexus Frenzy, which increases your attack speed by 20% and your range by 20%, or sometimes, depends on the map and depends who I'm up against and how the match is going, I will take Bolt of the Storm, which is a teleport. All depends on the map. Some maps that's really strong for, some it's not. Big open areas, you know, things like that, I don't know. I don't tend to take Bolt when there's a lot of just open room. I don't think it really works as well. But a map like Cursed Hollow, where you have a lot of bends and twists and foliage to... Foliage? Is that the right word?
I mean, it's like plants.
Yeah, I know. But is it the right word that I'm looking for? Probably not. But I tend to go with Bolt. I think it's really strong there. Yeah, Sky Temple, it's not... You know, there's just big open lanes. I don't think it's as useful. Tomb of the Spider Queen, I don't think it's as useful because you actually get blocked. There's a lot of walls, so it's actually harder to use, I think. So I will end up taking Nexus Frenzy most of the time on that. So, yeah, that's good. It's funny it worked out because I really wanted to do that with you, is compare our builds. So that's that. Vala is awesome. I think people kind of had an idea of Vala not being a super strong hero because she was the one they quote-unquote gave away when you got the beta access. Alpha? Beta? Whatever it was. One of them.
It's for Diablo 3 expansion.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yes, when you got Reaper of Souls, you also got Vala and Heroes. That's right.
Well, but then some of the betas that they were giving away.
Some of the betas did come to them. Yeah. But it's kind of like...
But it was mainly from the Reaper Souls.
Right. It's kind of like Jaina in Hearthstone. People assume that because Jaina was the tutorial deck that she was not a strong hero in Hearthstone. Not true. Mage deck is Radonk. So a well-played Vala is a beast to be reckoned with. Almost always top of the charts for hero damage and siege damage. I know when I play her, I'm... gonna brag here now, but I'm almost always top hero damage and top siege damage when I play her. She's good. She's a really, really strong hero, so I recommend playing her when you can, because she's awesome. All right, let's move over into favorite play of the week. Again, Kaylee, take her away.
Yeah, I was playing ranked matches yesterday, and I actually played a ranked match where every teammate worked together, they knew what they were doing, there was no arguing when we were picking who was going to do what.
No.
And I know, there was no arguing at all in the match. I thought maybe, like, I dreamed it, because that never happens, but, no, actually, like, dead in the middle of the match, our Rhaegar got caught out, and so he got killed, and first thing he did was, like, sorry guys, that was dumb, and... A couple other people ended up dying, but nobody flipped out. Nobody was like, oh, you're such a blah, blah, blah.
GG.
There was no GGs. Everyone just kept going. They're like, they stayed focused. And then the next objective, I don't remember which map it was, but we knew they were there. So we jumped on them, and we ended up dominating the enemy team, and then we won shortly after. So
enemy team dominated.
Yeah. That was my favorite play of the week for sure.
Awesome. That's awesome. I love that. There's just... Those matches, even in a total rando group, people you're queuing up solo, when you just click as a group, that just, oh, it's awesome. I love it. I live for that. I live for that. It's great when you just have that click. It's not even a win. Win isn't even what I just love in this game. It's not winning. It's just, it's not having the highest takedowns. It's when you have a group of people that just click. I mean, I've had that where we lost, and I still had some of the greatest matches ever because everybody just clicked. It just flowed. It was natural. People knew what they were supposed to do. They anticipated one another. And I love playing with friends, and I love playing on voice chat. I think it's even more fun when you're playing in a group that's not in voice chat, but you still have that level of communication without communication. It just syncs up and it works, and it's awesome, and I love it. I absolutely love it. So yeah, that's great. That's such a high in this game, is being able to get that click, that chemistry. Fantastic. I love it. So, all right. I've had a lot of epic, good plays. None are standing out in my mind specifically, but I should have wrote some down. I did have a couple really good ones, but yeah, Mike, you have anything else?
No, not really. Okay. I haven't yet I haven't played a lot recently. No. So.
That's okay. You've been loving that D3. And The Witcher. Witcher 3. Nothing wrong with that.
Lots of stuff.
Oh, I've been playing Hearthstone, too. I'm still trying to get that card mount. I'm actually doing pretty decent.
I think I played a little bit of Hearthstone, but not that much.
I've been doing pretty decent. I'm getting there. I am slowly getting there. I got my butt handed to me when I tried to do the next Rammus thingy. I just got wrecked. Completely wrecked. A Nubricon just wrecked my face. So, yeah, that was bad. I'll stay in low-level angry chicken matches. But, yeah, Hearthstone's been good. I'm actually enjoying it, believe it or not. I'm actually enjoying it. I'm finishing quests. I finished a quest that's been in my quest log since day one beta. Closed beta, that thing has been in there, or as long as there's been quests. I finally finished it, which was win two matches with, I forget which one it was, the Druid. It was win two matches with the Druid.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, oh, one quick thing before we stop.
Yeah, man.
I updated our About page on Facebook.
Sweet.
Because there's a section for awards, so I made sure to put Funniest Tears of the Storm Podcast 2015.
Yes. Yes, love it. Love it. Speaking of Facebook, thank you to all the people.
Here, I found this.
Oh, go ahead.
No sacrifice is too great for victory.
Oh, nice. Is Leoric. That Leoric? Nice. Ooh, send that to me. I want to drop that on the board. That's awesome.
Leoric.
Yeah, shoot that over to me if you can. Yeah, all the folks that have been liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter, subscribing on Twitch.
What did you say?
I don't know, dude. It's the spider venom. It's whatever it is spider venom is in my ankle. hopefully my foot doesn't fall off. Following on Twitter, subscribing on Twitch. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Appreciate all the kind words. People just reaching out to us, email, Twitter, all of that. You guys are great. You know, you're the reason why we do this show. One is because we love Heroes, and two is because we love you. So thank you very much. We appreciate it. You guys are awesome. With that, let us head into the wrap up. You can follow the show on Twitter at Hotscast. I am at Rillandoon. Kaylee is at NerdyChar. And Mike is at Fimless. Head to the show's homepage at Hotscast.com for links to the aforementioned Facebook. Also, Google+, YouTube pages, show notes, videos, and more. You can email the show at hotscast@gmail.com, and that includes sending us voicemail. We love voicemail. You send it, we play it. It's that simple. Send us any email you like. Ask us a question. Tell us a favorite play you had, epic fail, epic win, whatever it may be, a build. I would love to see more builds from the community. That'd be great. We'll pimp them. We will put them up there. You know, how about your fellow player? It's awesome. For all the services that you could possibly think of that relate to a podcast, we can be found as Hotscast. That includes iTunes, Stitcher, all the places. And if you can find us, if you love us as much as we love you, leave us a 5-star review. We would appreciate it. It would help us. It would help you. I don't know if it would help you really, but it would help us. And that would be awesome. We are a proud member of Catalyst Gaming Media, a part of D20Crit.com. Head to D20Crit.com to find out all about some epic, geeky, nerdy, gaming, all-around awesome shows, including Twist Another Blogcast with one Mr. Mike, a.k.a. Fimless, Chart Hearts with one Miss Kaylee, a.k.a. Nerdy Char, and one Geek or Die with yours truly, and more. So many more. Frozen Nerds, Kate's Take, a bit of geek and nerdery, all manner of epically awesome shows. Check them out, d20crit.com. And until next time, folks, never stop asking yourself that question. Who is your hero? Cheers!
Oh, shit.
Nuclear launch detected.
I rolled a 20.
Napalm and elbows.